Welcome to the Jennings Wire Online Magazine podcast series, where we feature interviews with top authors and experts. My name is Stacey Emerald Kaufman. I'm the radio director of Annie Jennings PR, the national firm behind the online feature magazine sensation, JenningsWire.com, a special community of bloggers and podcasters that is capturing the heart of America. There's nothing like it on the web, and we invite you to visit JenningsWire.com to discover the blogger that is just right for you. Today's guest is Shannon Byrne Susco, who has been working with CEOs, boards, executive teams, and individuals who want to grow both personally and professionally for nearly 15 years. She is a serial tech entrepreneur and author of The Metronome Effect, where she shares how to implement the one-page plan and other thought leader tools in one habitual growth rhythm. So welcome, Shannon. Thank you for being here.
Thanks very much, Stacey.
And I guess the first question is, what exactly is the metronome effect, and what is a habitual growth rhythm?
The metronome effect is something that myself with my team evolved over 15 years in growing businesses. And basically it is an effect whereby you create a rhythm in everything you do. Most people just focus on execution, and we were able to focus on and bring into the rhythm how we handle and work with people, both team internally and externally, our cash, as well our strategy. And most people don't bring strategy into a rhythm. If they do, it's a very slow rhythm. It's once every 5 years or once a year. And we were able to bring all these things into one rhythm in order to create a habit of building a company.
And so you basically answer both questions there. So you're getting, instead of just focusing on execution and the outcomes, you're focusing a little bit more on the processes and getting a regular rhythm, becoming a habit so that it is continually growing no matter what you're doing.
Correct. And, you know, one of the great analogies that became really obvious to us as we were growing these companies was when we were a part of a sports team or we were an individual in a sport, we create a rhythm to create our own expertise within that sport, whether it be soccer, swimming, tennis. We always had a rhythm and we always were working towards excellence. And we took the same approach in growing business. Why wouldn't we practice growing our business and practice in a habitual way, a regular rhythm with our whole team together?
And so what are some of the thought leader tools that you use and have been successful in growing all the companies that you've worked with, and why did you choose those tools?
Well, interestingly enough, in my first company, first-time CEO, you know, I was looking for a silver bullet. I was looking for that one, you know, thing that was going to change everything. And in looking for it, I ended up reading, averaging about 4 books a week, business books, for about 2 years. So definitely a business book junkie. But in doing that, what we did was we gleaned out what we thought were the best tools that would apply to growing our business, and not only our business, you know, we were looking out to other people's businesses as well. And within that, we sort of fell upon 8 thought leaders that covered off, you know, cash, execution, strategy, and people. And within that, Vern Harnish was the first thought leader tool that we implemented, which was a one-page plan, which really gave us that execution rhythm. Within that, we knew we had to find a tool, and we found 2 tools, actually, to take care of our people. One was, 5 dysfunctions of a team through Patrick Lencioni, and we applied that in a regular rhythm over the course of growing our businesses with our teams and throughout our teams. The other tool we used was Brad Smart's top grading. Top grading is a way not only to hire A players, but it's a way to keep them, grow them, and attract more A players, and that was very, very key. There are a few other tools that we used, and this is more on the strategic side. Most people think of these tools as almost siloed or a nice view, but we were able to take Jim Collins' BHAG, Michael Porter's 5 Forces, Jeffrey Moore's tools around positioning and value proposition, and Alexander Osterwalder's tool around the business model canvas. And we use them regularly. We use them every quarter. We created them into a picture, so they're very easy for us to review them as a team, an executive team, and a larger team. As well, we are able, because there are pictures, every time we came into our quarterly meeting, as a matter of fact, our monthly meeting and our weekly meeting, these were on the wall in our war room. And we were able to discuss the deltas that would have been happening externally to our firm, as well as internally in our firm, as well as things that were happening in our marketplace strategically. This was a way to keep strategy front and center. These were some of the key tools that most people know but don't use regularly. And that's part of the metronome effect, is to use, it doesn't only have to be these thought leaders' tools. We also recently brought in Kyan Kripanoff's tool, Outthinker, the fourth option, into our rhythm in building companies as another strategic tool. These are things that you can constantly add in as long as you have the rhythm and the discipline around your strategy.
So, Shannon, there are a lot of options out there for people, but you're saying that the key, and you just mentioned this in your last sentence, is to choose something and do it in rhythm regularly, and that is the critical part of the metronome effect, correct?
Correct. Absolutely. And this was, you know, most people think that is quite obvious, as once I sort of realized we weren't doing it, when you're in it growing a business, there's so many businesses that you're in it, you're in the weeds, you're doing what you need to do to get through to the next, you know, quarter, the next month, the next week. And within that, if you can take a step back and create a rhythm for your business to grow, and that rhythm helps you predict your profit. That was one of the key things. The more rhythmical we got and the more things we integrated into that rhythm, being people, cash, strategy, and execution, the more we are able to predict our profit, which most people want to be able to do that.
And another question I had, you talk a lot about the human system. What exactly is that? And is that another tool that you use to be successful in your companies?
Yeah, great question. The human system is a really unhuman way to talk about this area, but most people don't implement a human system. And what that is a repeatable expected process that your team of employees, the team that you're working with, comes to expect that's how they will be handled within your organization. And within our experience, the human system, that if you put one in place that people come to expect, they know what's going to happen after they get hired, they get oriented, they get their clarity, they get their goals, they know that, you know, they're going to be developed as a person, both personally and professionally, they're going to be coached, they're going to be rewarded for their performance as well. It's going to be discussed regularly with them where they're growing and where they want to go. And within that, most people don't think of the hiring process, the hire itself, the orientation, how you keep and coach the best players, how you reward them, and how you carry on an ongoing conversation of development. Most people don't think that way. They think it in a very siloed way. But we know through our experience that if you focus on this system itself and put in a great rhythm around your people, that then that rhythm drives your team members to focus on the goals at hand of the organization rather than how they're being treated, how they're being compensated, and thinking about, you know, is this a place that I can grow? We wanted to remove all those things and ensure that if we were doing the right things for our team members, that then our team members would get focused on doing, you know, what we believe together, you know, working towards our goal, our big, hairy, audacious goal, our 3-year goal, our 12-month goal, our 90-day goal, and our monthly goal.
Well, Shannon, I want to thank you for joining us. Our listeners can learn so much more. There's so much, I'm sure, that goes into all of this. You've given us a ton of great information. But the metronome effect is where you'll find it all. And it's for anyone who really wants to predict profit and grow their business every year. You can learn more about the book as well as Shannon Burn-Sesko at metronome-effect.com. metronomenetro.com. I will spell that for you. metronomeefect.com. metronome-effect.com. You can read, download, or listen to the book through amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, or iTunes as well. So again, Shannon, thank you for being here.
Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure.
And this podcast is presented by Annie Jennings of the national publicity firm Annie Jennings PR, the creator of Jennings Wire Online Magazine. Jennings Wire is capturing the heart of America with its rich community of talented, insightful, and relevant bloggers and podcasters. So please visit JenningsWire.com and discover the blogger that is just right for you. Till next time.